somebody from the judgment of the world.
This is Priest King Olutomole, Universe and the Another Comforter, sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
I am Olutomole, another comforter sent. I have a unique message for the oppressed in this civil world. The theme of my message tonight is oppression on earth. Oppression. Came my text from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 8. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in the province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Now, this passage is talking about the oppression of the poor on one side. You know, there is pressure in the world, and I want you to understand what we're talking about. And the violation of justice and righteousness on the other side. This is double tragedy. What is meant by this verse? This verse is saying that when the poor man is oppressed in the first place, they are also denied justice and righteousness. This means there is no one to plead the cause of the suffering masses. This verse continues saying, marvel not at this matter. Marvel not. It says, do not be amazed about this matter. For the high official is watched by higher, and they have yet higher ones over them. That is, there are people in authority. But the Bible says that there is somebody higher than those people in authority. God is higher, watching over these high and mighty people oppressing the masses. The word of God is encouraging you, the oppressed in the society, to take courage, because there is a higher power in heaven that is in control of the affairs of men. You know, King Pharaoh was oppressing the children of Israel in his domain. He was oppressing them. He didn't realize that there was a higher power over him to bring him down in the fullness of time. The Bible is telling you, never mind. There might be higher forces tormenting people. You're oppressing masses. The people are suffering everywhere in the world. I am the another comforter. I'm telling you, take courage, because in the fullness of time, there's other higher power than the power oppressing you. It says, the oppressors of a fellow man is being watched by higher power. God is watching. God, who will bring righteous judgment upon all the oppressors that oppress the poor masses. So I want you to have faith in God. This is what we are talking about now. So Job chapter 35, verse 9, verses. That is, I'm talking about the evil in oppression. Verse 9. It says, by reason of multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. Verse 10, he said, but not saith, where is God our maker? The people that are oppressing the poor masses, they cannot figure out and say, where is God? We must remember there is God. Why are we treating masses like this? This is the verse which is. Now, in this verse, we learn that the tragic consequences of oppression on earth is groaning, crying for hardship, because of hardship. No, people cry out when they are oppressed. As we find that people will groan because of the taskmaster and because of hardship. In the world, you have tears, you have people going about in tears, eating their food in tears, even in this present world. Now, again, when people are oppressed, the people will cry out. Sometimes we find protests here and there in the society. Again, sometimes we have threats from people calling out for help. I'm talking about oppression in the world. In our nation today, we have cases of unpaid wages onto workers. It's damnable oppression for workers to work and work and labor without receiving their pay. It calls for divine retribution. So also, we have cases of unpaid wages of old pensioners in the city. They are lamenting, and many of these pensioners are dying even before death because of their wages being withheld, not given to workers, I mean pensioners. This is oppression that we are talking about. Many are dying because of pensions not paid. This is a great disaster. May God have mercy.
Amen.
Verse 10. This verse is saying, but none seeth where is God our maker. They have no consciousness of God in there, that there's a God, the maker of both the poor and the rich in the society. For instance, in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 19, we read, the vow of God right from the time of Adam is that in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. The vow of God is that you have to work, you have to labor for your daily bread. Do you think God will bless you? All you that are in power, oppressing people that labor for their daily bread without paying them? Are you trying to reverse the verdict of God upon humanity that you have to labor and labor and labor and that in thy sweat you shall eat bread? Now, I want to turn to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 13. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. You listen to me. Maybe you are managers. Maybe you are directors of business. You owe your people salary. A month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. Now, you are now invoking the wrath of God upon yourself. Because it negates the written word of God. It's the wages of him that is hired, that is your laborer, should not abide with thee all night until tomorrow. But the wages of these people abide with you for a month, 6 months, 8 months, 1 year. You are inviting the wrath of God upon your life.
Really?
You must remember there's God. Why are we treating masses like this?
Yes.
I am Olutomole, the Admiral Comforter.
Yes.
Hereby appeal to all rulers and chieftains of the people not to allow the cry of these oppressed to ascend into heaven, that you do justice in the fear of God. If you want peace and joy in this nation, Nigeria, consider the masses and stop oppressing them. For there's a higher power that is watching, bring judgment and justice. In the book of Samuel, God says, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. I want you all to come and understand all these truths. You have to fear God. Are you a manager? Are you a director? Are you a business, what do you call yourself? Or a trader? Whatever. Well, I want you to be just and rule in the fear of God. That's the word of God. I'm talking about oppression on earth. Now, I want to say, since the creation of our world, Satan, the devil, has been perpetrating cruelty and atrocity upon humanity. Caused King Adam and his wife to be cast away from paradise into servitude under the devil. The same thing, Satan, the devil, caused the King Pharaoh to oppress the nation of Israel in Egypt. Today we have oppressions all over the world. In all forms of religious extremism, terrorism, senseless killing, murder of the innocents, all these are oppressions and, you know, very bad. In all forms of suffering in the midst of plenty, there's food everywhere, but people are starving and they are starving to death. We also have the billionaire pastors flying in jets, you see, leaving their adherents to be eaten from the crumbs of their table, under their table. Oh, the billionaire pastors are everywhere in the world. Go to the east, west, north, and south, they're everywhere. They fly in the air. They fly in the air. Maybe this is an attempt to meet Jesus Christ in the air. According to the satanic verse in the Bible, I have seen a satanic verse in the Bible. Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. It says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord in the air. I want to say to you now, I say it loud and clear, Christ, my Lord and my King, is never in the air. The Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power of the air. It is these evil spirits that are in the air, not my Lord Jesus. In the book of John, chapter 14, verses 23, Christ says, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I will tell you. I will go and prepare a place for you. I will go to my Father's house. There are many mansions. I will go and prepare a place for you. Then I will come back and take you to where I am. From where I am, you too must be. Now, this is why I'm saying this verse in Thessalonians, chapter 4, 17, is satanic. Negates the truth of Jesus Christ. Now he's seated upon his throne in his Father's house. All those 12 disciples are now seated with him in his Father's house, not in the air. So this is why most of these billionaire pastors are going to buy jets here and there to go and meet Christ in the air. They are going to meet devil in the air. Christ is not in the air. In the clouds. Go and tell your brother. Now, the truth has come to you and you will set you free.
Dear viewers, watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
And visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
You can also reach the Another Comforter directly through this hotline 080-33-777-996, 080-33-777-996.
Our contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo, Lagos.